Edge came across something truly unbelievable. Nothing hole in the ground. I've never seen or heard of before. What was it all about? How long has it been there? And what the hell was it doing? We sent reporter Nick Moss to find out.
There. Hold up.
Right there. My God. That is so fucked up. Jesus Christ.
Here in the middle of nowhere is the kind of thing you just never imagine seeing with your own eyes. As far as we know, it's never been filmed by anyone. I don't know if it's safe. I don't know anything. Except that no one in the media is talking about this hole. And no one in the media has certainly ever gone down into it. Until now. So right now, the hole is about 80 feet behind me. But there's no clear way to get to it safely. So we have to... Okay, I'm being told that we probably shouldn't get any closer to the hole in broad daylight. Right, so let's get back to the cars.
This is fucking insane.
Go.
As it turned out, getting anyone to talk about the hole was just as hard as getting into the hole itself. We asked several government agencies if they knew anything, but they just shut us down completely. But their lack of transparency wasn't going to stop us from finding out more about the hole. We return at nightfall.
Okay, it's about 3:15 a.m. We're gonna make our move on the hole. Okay, it's happening. Let's go. Holy shit.
Everything about this operation is dangerous. We could have fallen into the hole or dropped something. At this point, anything was a possibility. We're nearing the edge of the hole.
leaked government documents have provided an unprecedented window into the secret U.S. drone assassination program across the globe. In the drone papers, the website The Intercept reveals drone strikes have resulted from unreliable intelligence stemming in large part from electronic communications data or signals intelligence that officials acknowledge is insufficient. The documents also undermine government claims that the drone strikes have been precise. Afghanistan, strikes on 35 direct targets killed at least 219 other people. This is Jeremy Scahill of The Intercept, which just published an eight-part series on the leaked documents.
Welcome back. This is the first time that primary source documents have been published that detail the chain of command for assassinating people around the globe. The banality of the bureaucracy of assassination is so clear in these documents. The cold corporate words that they use to describe killing people, the basics of manhunting is one of the terms that they use. The tyranny of distance is another.
That news organization co-founded by Glenn Greenwald, who was part of the team that awarded the Pulitzer Prize for publishing the Snowden documents. And this news source claims close to 9 out of every 10 people killed in drone strikes by the U.S. are not the intended target, a death toll that includes scores of civilians. Intercept co-founder Jeremy Scahill joins me now. He wrote two of the stories published today about drones for The Intercept. Jeremy, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So The Intercept reporting that in a 5-year period, the drone program 35 intended targets and 219 others. In the story by Ryan Deborah, we assert, quote, the vast majority of those killed in the airstrikes were not the direct targets, nor did the campaign succeed in significantly degrading Al-Qaeda's operations in the region. So is it your opinion that these strikes are not just immoral because bystanders are killed, they're ineffective?
Well, Jake, first of all, it wasn't a 5-year period. It was in a 5-month period. They killed a couple hundred people, and nearly 90% of the people that they killed were not the intended target. You know, I've spoken with several people who worked on the drone program, including our source, who said that oftentimes they have no idea who they're killing and that they're actually, in fact, targeting cell phones and not actually people. And, you know, in the stories that we reported, you know, we quote and we interviewed Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who was the head of JSOC, the elite commando unit that killed Osama bin Laden, their intelligence unit. And he basically said drone strikes are counterproductive. We're making a martyr out of these people. We can kill them, pat ourselves on the back and put it in a headline, but we've just encouraged them to fight even harder. So, you know, I think what these documents show is, first of all, this bureaucracy of assassination and the cold corporate language that the military uses to describe what is actually hunting human beings. And Jake, I think the clearest thing that we want people to take away from this is that these tactics are not only counterproductive, they are resulting in killing innocent people and making new enemies for the United States. I got a more wish.
Except for the one burning candle. summoned the creatures of night to be here with us. They will listen along with us. Perhaps you will see them. Perhaps feel them. But make no mistake, they are here. Parties will be given everywhere in the land. Our story takes place at just such a party.
All right, hey, listen, Dr. Furious here, Furious George Show, and we are rocking, having fun. It's October night, so we do every Thursday night as part of the Furious George Experience. Thanks for taking part of it. The show may be offensive to some members of the listening audience. Also want to thank our undisclosed silent partner, Underwriter. Bam. And also, gonna keep on with the theme that we do every Thursday here, where we pick on some craziness going down in the media. So we've got some focus on the new report about the drone attacks and the catastrophe F that is. So we will continue with some fun, crazy underground beats and also, you know, crazy clips you might not have picked up in the mainstream media. You can also hear some old Furious George shows at furiousg.blogspot.com. And keep doing what you're doing if you're listening through the radio, old school style. Or maybe, who knows, I mean, there's some folks listening all the way across the world. Including downloading it, literally, all over the place. So thanks to whoever's listening. Also, you can email FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com and check it out. Check out our old stuff. Most of all, go to WCOMFM.org and you can help out the station here as we crank out the funness, funky stuff. Bang. Over here in, we're in downtown Carrboro and also in near Chapel Thrill. And bass and beats all the way into Chatham County and Durham. You get it all over the place. So thanks for doing what you're doing. Furious, keep it going. This is CMWUW. It's called Faded. Other cool, crazy stuff. Keep listening. I'm Furious.
A group of youngsters. We've joined the group of youngsters as they are about to cross a vacant lot on their way to the haunted house.
Today is Techopolis. where it's all technology, all the time. Across the wires comes word of a not really profitable giant online retailer's plan to deliver goods via robotic drones.
Another term that they use, Arab features, to describe people that they're looking at from thousands of feet above. The corporate coldness of the way that these documents reflect what is actually a process of systematically hunting down and assassinating human beings should send chills through the spine of people who care about democracy in this society.
That's The Intercept's Jeremy Scahill. The documents were leaked to The Intercept by an unnamed U.S. intelligence source. The source told The Intercept, quote, "It's stunning the number of instances when I've come across intelligence that was faulty, when sources of information used to finish targets were misattributed to people. And it isn't until several months or years later that you realize that the entire time you thought you were going after this target, it was his mother's phone the whole time. Anyone caught in the vicinity is guilty by association. It's a phenomenal gamble," the source said.
Look how high the ceiling is.
Let's leave right now.
We're here. We might just as well get the little thing out. Come on.
Hey, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
What, kitty? I don't see a cat.
Or is it just that the U.S. government has no idea who they were?
Well, Jake, you know, what we do know is that the first covert airstrike that President Obama personally authorized in Yemen killed more than 40 people, roughly half of them women and children, in a cluster bombing of Al-Majla. In Afghanistan, which is the specific case that you're talking about, we know that 90% of the people, they don't know their identities. And the way that the White House set this up, and this was really John Brennan, his brainchild, is that they created a mathematical equation for determining civilians killed that would almost always result in zero. In other words, they would, if you can prove posthumously that someone was not a militant or a terrorist, then it's an oops and we'll go and pay them some money. But it's sort of like a reverse judicial process, except there's actually no trial and no verdict. You're just assassinated.
A drone may deliver the paperback edition of 1984 to your very doorstep in the nearest future. Imagine the convenience of hundreds of thousands of drones delivering millions of products through the sky. Worker order books of her own. Why, you don't even have to be driven in your driverless car to a musty old store of books. Who knows what other wonders will be delivered in Techopolis? Wi-Fi beamed from magical balloons, so breathless technology reporting can be delivered even faster. A steady stream of foreign H-1B workers, perhaps? Teams of roving PR bots espousing fantastical new gadgets that capture the public's attention? Driverless cars that travel to marvelous floating repositories of tech filled with internet-enabled spectacles? Squadrons of cybernetic lawyers lobbying for lower taxes and upgrade upon upgrade as far as the eye can see.
Of a citizen. He informed American citizens of what their government is doing to them. That's exactly what a person who's has real patriotism, not the flag-waving type, but real patriotism would do. So he should be honored.
Say, quote, the report you reference is an internal classified document as a matter of policy. We do not comment on the details of classified reports. You also did not get an on-the-record response from the Pentagon or anyone in the Obama administration. Has anyone from the administration other than your source weighed in on your reporting on background in any way?
Well, let me say this. I mean, I was on the conference call today that the White House had with anonymous senior officials that were not allowed to name, and the first question from the press was, how does Obama's Afghanistan policy affect the election of 2016? I mean, look, the reality here is that this administration is drunk on secrecy, except when it's convenient. John Brennan leaked like a sieve in the aftermath of the Osama bin Laden raid, and almost everything he said turns out to have been not true. So they're very selective about when they discuss classified information and when they don't. And they're waging a war on whistleblowers and ultimately a war on independent journalism, trying to hold them accountable.
Not just allowed back. It's the people of the government who should be on trial, not him.
I was talking to a friend who was saying, you know, when you talk about Edward Snowden, what about the issues of terrorism that happened to us?
It's crazy. We can academic, because they are not preventing terrorism. You recall when the Snowden revelations came out, the immediate reaction from the government, highest level, Keith Alexander, others, was that these NSA programs had stopped, I think they said, 54 or so acts of terror. Gradually, when the press started asking questions, it was whittled down to about 12. Finally, it came down to one. And that act of terror was a man who had sent, I think, $8,500 to Somalia.
Policy is assassination. And, you know, whatever phrases they want to come up with from Orwell's dictionary, this is assassination. They are systematically hunting down, with the intent to assassinate by drone, people who overwhelmingly have not been charged with a crime, have not been subjected to any kind of a judicial process, and they are set to die based on an edict issued by the President of the United States after a bureaucracy of killing signs off on it. So we have President Obama sitting atop a secret parallel justice system that believes it has the right to sentence people to death around the world. And, you know, many, many civilians have been killed in these strikes. I myself have spent a great deal of time in Yemen as well as in Somalia. American citizens have been killed. A 16-year-old named Abdulrahman Al-Laki was killed while he was having dinner with his cousins. He was a U.S. citizen.
Now, Amnesty International is calling for an independent inquiry into drone strikes overseas by the Obama administration. It comes after an anonymous whistleblower leaked classified documents about how President Obama authorized drone missions between 2011 and 2013. Amnesty says the papers raise serious questions about the human cost of drone strikes. Rights groups also say that U.S. government could be in violation of international law. Well, for more on this, let's go to New York and speak to Jeremy Scarhill. He's an investigative reporter at The Intercept, where those leaked documents were published. And Jeremy, you wrote that the implicit message on drone strikes from the Obama administration has been one of trust, but don't verify. Could you start by telling us a bit more about what you mean?
Well, I mean, this is a program, the drone wars, that has existed since in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, and it's been shrouded in total secrecy. It wasn't until 2013 that a sitting U.S. president gave a formal address on drone strikes. And this administration, like the Bush administration before it, makes assertions that the drone program is precise, that it is engaged in what they call targeted killing, that civilian deaths are minimal, and that this is the sort of cleanest way of waging war. Well, what the documents provided to us by this very brave whistleblower show is that in some cases, documents indicate that drone strikes and other strikes conducted by special operations forces kill as many as 9 out of 10 people that were not the intended target. So when you have statistics where you say 90% of the people we're killing in these drone strikes, we have no idea who they are, that gives lie to the pronouncements that this is somehow surgical, strategic, or targeted.
Is here with flying this and floating that. The news today is buy more, buy often, just buy. There's no bubble here. So good night and goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Not intended to stop terrorism. It's intended to control the population. That's quite different. You have to be very cautious in accepting claims by power systems. They have no reason to tell you the truth. And you have to look and ask, well, what is the truth? And this system is not a system for protecting terrorism. Actually, you can say the same about the drone assassination program. That's a global assassination program, far and away the worst act of terror in the world. It's also a terror-generating program, and they know it from high places. You can find quotation after quotation where they know it.
Right, because really a lot of the debate and the information around U.S. drone strikes, it tends to focus on the accuracy of the technology used rather than the nature of the targets and where these strikes are taking place.
Right, I mean, drones are a tool, not a policy. The policy is assassination. And, you know, whatever phrases they want to come up with from Orwell's dictionary, this is assassination. They are systematically hunting down with the intent to assassinate by drone people who overwhelmingly have not been charged with a crime, have not been subjected to any kind of a judicial process, and they are set to die based on an edict issued by the President of the United States after a bureaucracy of killing signs off on it. So we have President Obama sitting atop a secret parallel justice system that believes it has the right to sentence people to death around the world. And, you know, many, many civilians have been killed in these strikes. I myself have spent a great deal of time in Yemen as well as in Somalia. American citizens have been killed. A 16-year-old named Abdulrahman Al-Laki was killed while he was having dinner with his cousins. He was a U.S. citizen. Three other Americans that we know of have been killed in these strikes. But the vast majority of people killed are local people who are often caught between atrocious forces like the Taliban and then the U.S. occupying force. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the Yemeni dictatorship under Ali Abdullah Saleh at the time, and America's drone wars. So the people suffering this from these wars are overwhelmingly civilians, and they're overwhelmingly Arabs in Yemen and Muslims of various ethnic groups inside of Afghanistan.
He wouldn't take the chance of anyone discovering it.
What caused that hole down?
Look at this problem.
It's a record player.
You know me, I'm here, man. I'm here, but I'm not here.
We got the shock of our life on the day he was born. Frankenstein conquered the world.
They are about to bring so bad.
If we come to this, looks so good on paper.
Activities in this place.
Boy, well, we have a story to tell a gang back at the party.
Welcome.
Controversial statue.
Yeah, it really is. The Satanic Temple of Detroit revealed the one-ton bronze statue
Their message, they say, more about laws protecting religious freedom than about Satan. Priya Mann joins us live. Priya, I know there were some protesters out there this evening. Did the event remain calm?
Steve Sander, Detroit police say this was a relatively peaceful event. There were a few protesters early on that tried blocking the door so people couldn't get in to get tickets. They were told to step back, which they did. The Satan statue will be unveiled tonight at a secret location.
Let's see the magic drone.
He is everything magic. When you're in a face,
he just blows up.
A goat
headed Satan. Most people here agree with the teachings of the Satanic Temple, the group responsible.
It's here. It's in Detroit. This is fantastic that, like, we get to experience this and we get to see this amazing statue be unveiled for all the world to see.
Well, hi there, drone lovers. So it's been about a year since Obama kinda sorta reined in drone killings, but thankfully I don't feel very reined in. I'm still free as a bird that can immediately incinerate you, but still a bird. If you're a suspected terrorist, an American working with terrorists, or in a Pakistani wedding party, you're in my sights. And for you worrywarts back home, wondering about all that legal, constitutional mumbo-jumbo, don't! The most transparent administration ever has your legal justification for killing without due process right here.
Represented in such glorious Italian stone. I do hope his eyes gaze upon me, and that my allegiance is recognized. I don't know. Notice me, senpai! Notice me!
This house is over. We have solved the mystery of the empty house on Haunted Hill.
Jesus!
Lord!
Protesters took the heavy rainfall as some sort of sign and even brought their own statue of an angel.
Part of me wishes that angel statue would come to life and King Baphomet would rise and two eternal juggernauts would do battle right here in the middle of the city. But for what is this battle raging, you ask? I don't know. What stands at the center? To that I say, my soul is at the center.
Not really in the business of analyzing whether it's working or not. I just blast away, and that works for me. But if you're in the business of taking pictures, checking crops, delivering burritos or beer, oh, whoa, buddy, that's dangerous, and is banned until further notice. You might just kill an American. Accidentally, that is. And there's just no telling how many people in Yemen would be incited to join Al-Qaeda after hearing of an American drone delivering beers to ice fishermen in Minnesota.
That there are no other lives on the moon except
make no mistake.
they are here. Party will be given everywhere in the land.
The rules and laws of our wonderful Drone-topia. Or someone's life to get hurt.
She cooking pies. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Seen your pretty ass soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill. Got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money. Introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it. Now she remakes it for low. She my track queen. Let her hit the window. We be coming low.
Get it over
with. I wish we hadn't started all this.
Come on, huh?
What happened, President?
Window. I didn't see anything. Neither did I. It looked like a U.S. drone.
Now these men were not goat herders, farmers.
This
commander and drone.
I am Commander
and drone. President and commander and drone. I am deeply saddened by the death of two humanitarian workers tragically killed in a U.S. drone strike. Now these men were not goat herders, farmers. Wedding party, or military-aged males in a group of five or more. They were Westerners, like you, like me, which is why I have increased my regret from implied to outward, public, and transparent. And even though we didn't know exactly who we were trying to kill, signature strikes like this one prove our precise targeted killing program is working.
Offered up to the ageless ones, only to be torn in twain.
The unveiling here in Detroit is historic. The Satan statue has never before been seen publicly. The Satanic Temple says the statue is a symbol for what they advocate, the separation of church and state.
It's like you can't have one without the other, you know? Like a mingle parts God and the devil. A cloak of shame covers
saying.
This man.
What
and only supreme light will wash my body
clean.
But
war.
How could that light possibly reach me? With the thick clouds of invisible cloud in my poor soul. So I carry my wrongdoings on my back. Like some kind of torment. Looking desperately for that clue to rescue him from the valley of depraved habitual self-pleasuring. But again, I find nothing except for sweat and devastated loneliness and a thousand judging eyes turning back at me to cover the stolen glorious secret catalog.
It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley.
Supreme light will wash
as
my
an intransitive verb,
but how could that light possibly reach me with the thick clouds
its
of indecency that surround my
sexual.
Poor soul?
It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers.
I'm James Murphy, I'm in a swimming pool, I'm in Barcelona, bitch I'm fettied up, yeah, bro, heck of stupid, capers in a salad, shut her other out, heck of different. Cakey, nickel, trickle. Bitch, I'm Ronald Reagan. Bitch, I'm Hector Cakey. Bitch, I'm Ronald Reagan. Bitch, I'm James Murphy. Bitch, I'm James Murphy. Bitch, I'm James Murphy.
Fetty swole up.
Electronic communications data or signals intelligence that officials acknowledge is insufficient. The documents also undermine government claims that the drone strikes have been precise. In Afghanistan, strikes on 35 direct targets killed at least 219 other people. This is Jeremy Scahill of The Intercept, which just published an eight-part series on the leaked documents.
But this is the first time that primary source documents have been published that detail the chain of command for assassinating people around the globe. The banality of the bureaucracy of assassination is so clear in these documents. The cold corporate words that they use to describe killing people. The basics of manhunting is one of the terms that they use. The tyranny of distance is another term that they use. Arab features. To describe people that they're looking at from thousands of feet above. The corporate coldness of the way that these documents reflect what is actually a process of systematically hunting down and assassinating human beings should send chills through the spine of people who care about democracy in this society.
That's The Intercept's Jeremy Scahill. The documents were leaked to The Intercept by an unnamed U.S. intelligence source. The source told The Intercept, quote, "It's stunning the number of instances when I've come across intelligence that was faulty, when sources of information used to finish targets were misattributed to people. And it isn't until several months or years later that you realize that the entire time you thought you were going after this target, it was his mother's phone the whole time. Anyone caught in the vicinity is guilty by association. It's a phenomenal gamble," the source said.
By drone strikes. What's the effect of this on people? Well, it's to create terror. The close analyses have shown that that's exactly what happens. A very important book by Akbar Ahmed, who's a well important anthropologist, who's a Pakistani who studies tribal systems. He'd worked in the Northwest Territories and so on, and it's called The Thistle and the Drone. And he goes through in some detail the effect on tribal societies of simply murdering, from their point of view, just murdering people at random. The drone attacks, remember, are aimed at people who are suspected of maybe someday wanting to harm us.
So I carry my wrongdoings on my back like some kind of tormented hiker. Looking desperately for that peak to rescue him from the valley of depraved habitual self-pleasuring. But again, I find nothing except for sweaty, devastated loneliness and a thousand judging eyes staring back at me from the cover of a stolen Victoria's Secret catalog. I didn't take your mail, Mrs. Pemberton. Stop asking me that. Leave me alone!
Your counterfeiting days are over, Fingers. Come on, we're going downstairs.
Satan's pretty cool.
Now, it's important to know that the want to take the statue to Arkansas, the state capital there. There is a monument to the Ten Commandments. They want to put the statue next to it as a form of protest. So again, the same statue will not stay here in Detroit.
There. Everywhere. Before this night is over, they will be right here. In this very room.
You will begin to relax.
But first...
Even though we didn't know exactly who we were trying to kill, a signature strikes like this one, boom, our precise targeted killing program is working. Now, I know what you're saying. What about the collateral damage? The fog of war? With signature strikes, there is no collateral damage. These things don't miss. We target terroristic-looking people, then kill them. There's nothing collateral about that. We are trying to kill those people. Just sometimes they're the wrong ones. But we make every effort to do the correct, ethical, and moral thing by killing people without knowing who we're killing.
You've forgotten about the party. Is the hour up yet?
Oh, we're 5 minutes late.
Oh, it won't win the prize.
This has been the most exciting party I've ever seen.
Yes.
The food is great, but
the public service is terrible.
We have solved the mystery.
Now.
Of the empty
folks,
house,
a question
Hill.
For you. Do you think it's possible that one of these politicians, whose judgment is so poor that he honestly thinks of himself as serving the nation, might occasionally be expected to indulge in a little patriotism? Huh? What do you think? Well, of course, not only is it possible, it's inevitable, and that's when he's at his very best. That's when he trots out the really good stuff all across this great land of ours. The greatest nation on earth, the greatest nation in the history of the world, and at times of military crisis, you can be sure that someone in a suit in this town will eventually plant himself in front of a camera and carry on a great deal about the most powerful nation on the face of the earth.
Yourself a Camry, nigga said a Camry. Watch that hoe depreciate and then you'll understand me. It's called being fiscally responsible. Don't let these lying images up in hip-hop here conquer you. The TV's not your father, fool, that video not your mama. Try your best to be a man and your worst to be a monster.
Maybe have some roses for your ladies.
Signature kind of signals Nobel Peace Prize winner. We'll of course review our rules on drone strikes, just like we did 2 years ago. But for America and the world, signature strikes are about hope. A hope we kill the right people.
For the gentlemen and here's some kisses for the babies. Some peace and sanity for the whole wild, wild, wild.
Call the president a terrorist.
Yeah.
Corporate sponsors like, how the fuck you gonna embarrass us? Ain't my fault, I was just repeating this. Professor Emeritus from America, but my tone was like an Afghani kid without a home. Blew that bitch up with a drone, and Iraqi with no daddy. Palestinian throwing stones. The fuck you think they call him? I'ma leave that all alone. Cause this, the focus on this new shit is that hopeless place that I was born into systematic brokenness. Took that damn oppression and developed it to dopeness. It's that great American rap ferocious.
Gentlemen, and here's some kisses for the babies. Some peace and amity for the whole world.
All right, so hey, look, this is Dr. Furious, Furious George Show. That there in the background is Lou Kid, but before that, speaking of crazy kids, rocking some beats from all kinds of different artists, including lots of stuff from this massive monster attack we were playing, and other fun stuff from Flying Lotus, and anyway, been having lots of fun exposing the Commander and Drone. Yeah, he is a terrorist, and what they're doing is terroristic, so just calling it out. If you haven't heard, there's all kinds of data drops from new whistleblowers about how we basically have been flying robots all over the planet, bombing innocent people, and creating more terrorists. Sounds familiar? So, yeah. Go Bernie. Anyway, if you like the Furious George Show, keep doing what you're doing, rocking out old school downtown radio dial, Carborough Land maybe, DJ Cat, and other friends, as well as, you know, we're online at furiousg.blogspot.com, wcomfm.org, and apparently they rebroadcast this show a couple of different places, Boulder, Santa Cruz, San Francisco, some other fun places. So hey, if you're out there listening, thanks, and keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, so we're gonna keep going because that's what we do. It's, you know, fun time, starting the party right, and having a little cathartic shaking of the leg. Stomping of the foot, tapping the toe. Get it out. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, keep supporting Micro Power Radio, WCOMFM.org, Chapel Carborough, 103.5. I'm furious!
It's widely viewed as a policy, as you say, rather than as a tool. It's almost been normalized in the battle against terrorism at a time when governments are keen to avoid past mistakes that we saw during the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan, and of course when there is a reluctance to commit troops on the ground. Is anything therefore likely to change?
Well, look, I mean, I'm talking to you now at a time when there are calls from around the world for an actual independent investigation into why the United States bombed a hospital in Kunduz in Afghanistan, killing many medical staff and civilians. There are reports now emerging that U.S. Special Operations Forces knew it was a hospital and that they decided to target it because they were going after someone who was purported to be a member of the Taliban. That's illegal under international law. That is a war crime. President Obama today said that the crimes are going to continue and that the war is not going to end. And you know who's going to be at the tip of the spear in Obama's now expanded, unending Afghan war? The very people who are conducting the operations that we write about that are killing so many unknown people or innocent people.
Fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love.
Appreciate you taking the time, live for us there in New York.
that believes it has the right to sentence people to death around the world. And you know, many, many civilians have been killed in these strikes. I myself have spent a great deal of time in Yemen as well as in Somalia. American citizens have been killed. A 16-year-old named Abdulrahman Al-Laki was killed while he was having dinner with his cousin, who was a U.S. citizen.